What's up, guys? It's your boy Kenyo. You know.
And, your intro, like his name intro, was too long. And Danielle Victoria.
And today we're gonna be talking about mukbang culture. What's up? This is Hashtag Goals, the Millennials Podcast.
Yes, we're giving you the guide to life. All the mistakes we made, we're helping you to not make those. Okay, so I'm the expert on mukbang culture, and Kenyo's just a bystander.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a lot of my opinions on mukbang culture. If you're not aware of what mukbangs are, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, because it's so many different ways. Mukbang.
I love mukbangs.
Yeah, I think it came from Korea. I'm not quite sure. It's an Asian culture, and it literally translates into like a live eating show. You're watching somebody eat food, right? But Americans, like they do, they love to grab hold of stuff and take it overboard. And so we have this whole community of mukbangers who are posting every day. They're becoming very popular, but they're doing it in such a weird way.
I don't think there could be any weird. I mean, YouTube in general is pretty weird, I think, and you know a lot about more about YouTube than I do, but all of the different channels on YouTube are weird to me, whether it's vlogs. And it's usually vlogs of people's life that I don't think are interesting. These people will have vlogs of them going to the grocery store. I go to the grocery store.
Well, vlog.
I'm not
going
to watch you go to the grocery store when I got to go.
For people who like to watch people going. I mean, it's a very, like, kind of niche type of thing. Because, like, I always go through different seasons of YouTube. Right now, I've been on mukbangs for a couple of months now, actually. That's how I wake up in the morning. Of course, like, the Daily Bible sends me my verse and I get into that, but after that I am immediately on at least two of main, like, African-American mukbangers that I know, which is like B Loves Life, Our Yummy Bites TV, right? So I'm on there, I'm watching it like as I'm getting ready in the morning, or just to just distract myself, because, you know, I have anxiety, and for some reason, YouTube actually soothes me. I don't know. I think somebody else can relate with that. Like, I like watching videos because it's very distracting from your own personal life if you don't want to dive into that. But going back and not getting dark, today I was inspired to do a podcast because there was a YouTuber. I'm not talking about James Charles or Tati right now, because I'm not giving these people no more coins, no more likes, no more follows, because they both have profited from all of their apology videos and all of their why I did it videos. So they don't need me to get their coins together. So Tati and James, okay. Congratulations on the bag you just secured. But I was thinking today, there was this one mukbanger. Her name is Prissy P. And she's probably like going to report me to the police or do something, because, like, that was the... She did a live stream talking about haters. And what I was telling Kenya today about it is, like, you actually kind of need your haters, because if you think about it, even your most loyal subscribers are your loyal... If you think about Instagram, your loyal people, like, they don't watch all your content, but a hater who actually has something to clap back and say usually will be there for the whole entire video, right? And I understand, because people can say that they've never been a hater before. I've been a hater before. I just have not liked people.
Did you explain to these people who Prissy P was?
Prissy P is a... she started out, I suppose, as... She's a big girl. She looks to be about, like, 350?
I am not going to guess her weight.
No, I don't know. She's a bigger girl.
Yeah, 350.
Yeah, and so she's all about, like, you know, empowering girls who are bigger.
Maybe even.
325?
382. I don't know.
I don't know what she is, but she's bigger. So, and she's aware that she's bigger.
She's short, though. She's probably... like, astonishingly not that much. She's probably, like, 297, like, something crazy like that. But she's probably shorter.
She's probably on the cusp of 300 or... I would say she's, like, 320. But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to guess people's weight because I don't want people to do that it's shit true, to me.
Matter. I just got matter. Into the math of it. I wasn't trying
but to. I'm just... We all can talk about thickness. So she's a bigger girl. So she really tries to, you know, I guess, stop body shaming and doing all this stuff. But in the same... sentence, she's like trying to go on this fitness journey and do all that stuff.
Would you say she's one of the most popular African American women mukbangers?
She's not.
What's your top five African American women mukbangers?
There's not even five of them. Be Love's Life, Yummy Bites, Now the Joneses, I watched them, The Journey of the Joneses, and who else? I think her name's Lizzie Lou or Lou Lizzie. She's a chef and she's African American as well. It's not a lot, you know, to be honest with you.
This mukbang culture goes deep.
No, it really does go deep.
Especially in the, it seems like there's a lot of African American mukbangers.
Well, now it is because, like, I think, like, with B Love's Life, because she just, like, broke that million so fast. That it encouraged she and then she's like she collabs a lot so she puts a lot of other people on like think about Flavors with Dame Dash whatever he called himself and even Miss C's Corner like it's a healthy one it's a bad one you know the little song she does like even her it's like these one. People skyrocket to 80K when they came from 8K right because of her so I mean the most influential one I can think of. Is Be Love's Life because I think this was who I started out with. I moved over to Yummy Bites because actually, to be honest with you, I like her. I enjoy her daughters. I think her daughters are actually like cool.
Do you think I've seen some of the Yummy Bites? Do you think that if Prissy P hears this podcast, you won't want to come on and be a guest on our podcast?
If that's her. If that's how she does business, she's stupid. Like, not stupid, but it's okay. Just like...
Well, sorry. Prissy P's not coming. So, sorry no, to the
we don't, but I don't need Prissy P.
Yeah, we do need another guest, though. That's why we haven't had a guest in a minute.
Yeah, no, but we're not starving for guests.
If you want to be a guest, go ahead and send us an email. He's
playing. We just... Yeah, I was just booked and busy. Came back from New York. I'm stop playing. It.
I can't find someone to be... We're about to get a swap doster on it.
My brother makes beats and has EPs out. My stepfather is an opera singer.
On Twitter for his video.
Yeah, and my stepdad is an opera singer. My mom has a criminal justice degree and has worked at crazy places. I don't have any tolerance for Prissy P. If Prissy P is upset about this podcast, she needs to go get some help because. The one thing that she was saying, she had a live stream that she did today that kind of like made me feel a bit weird. She's complaining that people are calling her fat, they're doing this, they're doing that, right? If you really look at how YouTube works, and I do, like I'm a big YouTube watcher, like I watch, that's like my TV for me, right? So how the algorithm really works is your haters actually... help you, right? Because if I'm a regular subscriber and I like you, I probably won't watch your whole video. Like, I'll watch some of it, I'm probably bored. But if I, like, don't like you, I know it's gonna sound crazy, but this is how people's mind, this is how a hater's mind works. If I don't like you...
Because she knows very well.
Yeah, I know, I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater, but I'm saying that people who have opposing opinions about what you do actually are helping you, right? Because you get more views of hate, right, than you do positivity. So if you keep, like how she's saying, oh, it's block season, I'm blocking everybody, you can do that, but you're gonna see your subscribers decrease, you're gonna see less views, right? Even if people don't like, there's people who don't like Beyonce. I'm not the hugest Beyonce fan. I like Beyonce, but I'm not in the beehive. I don't want to be in the beehive. I don't want to be a fangirl for nobody except maybe Drake. But, you know, it's just like, I'm just not that serious about stuff, right? But haters, they're actually very motivated to watch your video. So she just went off on people saying that they were calling her fat and that they were doing a lot of stuff. But what I think has become a problem, and it's not just the African-American mukbang community, it's other races too. It's people in general. It's not meant to be a show where you have to overeat. So it doesn't have to be that you ate 20 pieces of chicken or 50 nuggets, or it doesn't have to be that. You're doing that because you feel it's enticing in the title. A mukbang or a mukbang, whatever you want to call it, is basically just you eating live. Like, people are be able to watch you eat and you talk with them, you know, and that's it. Nobody ever said it had to be this thing where I'm eating like a whole rotisserie chicken and, like, you know, she tried to make it better. Like, the other day, she's like, I'm doing a keto meal. Who brings out a whole rotisserie chicken and some cucumber and that's what you're going to eat? Like, that's not a regular. Can you agree with me? A whole chicken is not a regular serving size for nobody.
No, yeah, you should not be eating a whole rotisserie chicken. Can I say that I've never done it? I would never.
I mean, I'm sure Kenyo has probably ate a whole chicken. I've
eaten the whole, and well, let me tell you something. I'm about 6 foot even, right? I'm a larger African man. I've eaten whole Little Caesars pizzas.
But that's not a lot.
And whole rotisserie chickens.
It's not like a lot. A pizza, you eat over the course of like a couple of hours. But this girl's sitting down for a mukbang that's like 17 minutes eating a whole rotisserie chicken or whatever. Or she's saying, oh, you don't see me the other times. You're one of those mukbangers who post every single day. I think what she did today, it just didn't make any sense. She tried to call out another. They're a YouTube family called The Journey with the Joneses, which I just started watching them. I like them because, like, they're very, to me, they're pretty genuine. And they did bring her up on one of their mukbangs about something about, like, there was a rumor going around that her husband was cheating on her. These people dealt with her with, like, such class. They didn't even say anything bad. All they said was, you know, if he is cheating on her, that's between them. They're married. Like, they didn't have nothing to say about it. Like, that's their marriage, right? And about her overeating or whatever, they didn't have much to say about it. But she was so quick to bring them up. And then the guy from The Journey of the Joneses actually got on there and was just like, you know, he respects her. Like, you know, he's like, I'm glad you're blocking people that are saying bad stuff to you. It's not good. It's not healthy. You know, he's like, but I never disrespected you. And like me, you know, like, I used to not, but now I do come on YouTube videos, and I told him the same thing. I was like, never did I feel like you disrespected this woman. I feel like she's insecure about it. You're in a field right now where you're constantly overeating. You're 300-something plus pounds, and I'm not shaming you about that. That's perfectly fine, but you can't get mad because people are making comments about your health.
Unless they're making, like, super mean.
Yeah, unless they're being super mean. But a lot of them.
But even then, it's not worth it to get upset.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
What do you think for mukbang culture? Where do you think it needs to go? What's the right move right now?
I think that
the right direction
from what they need to do is, like, go towards a more healthier approach and, like, just eating regular, like, servings. Or, I mean, because I'm like, you can honestly, a lot of these mukbangers start their stuff out by saying, oh, this is the first meal I've had of the day. So a lot of times it's almost like you're intermittent fasting, right? You haven't ate. It is like 5 or 6 o'clock and now you're eating, you know, you could be eating something healthier and you could just show other aspects of your life because a lot of people think that, like, oh, that's all they do is eat fast food and they're fine or she's not sick or she's not that. But we don't know these people's health stuff. So I do agree in a sense because at a point I know YouTube was saying that, you know, mukbangs were going to start getting demonetized because they weren't good examples for children, which I believe they're not either because a lot of, like, most of the majority of the audience on YouTube is children, like, under the age of, like, 14. They're just watching this stuff. They're, like, thinking this woman has 20 pieces of fried chicken or she's eating 50 nuggets or she's eating 2 Whoppers, this and that, and they think, oh, she looks okay, so it's fine. But it's actually not. So I think that if they're smart, they'll go on a path of, like, starting to eat healthier stuff. And, you know, when you eat healthier stuff, you can eat more quantity. Like, you can eat more romaine lettuce and can fried chicken, right? You can eat more, like, you know, salmon than you can. What other stuff do they eat? Like, you know, 6-pound burgers or whatever. 6-patty burger, excuse me. But I think that if, you know, you kind of ride that, like, they should move toward a health wave. Because there's a lot of them that are, you know, they're having mukbangs and then they're going to get these surgeries. They're still doing mukbangs, like Below's Life. I mean, I would never plastic surgery shame anybody, but it would make no sense for me to get a tummy tuck, arm lift, a breast lift, and do all that stuff, but still sit there and down like 3,000 calories each day just to make an income, you know? So
I mean, for B-Love, I could say it's probably worth
it. It's problematic.
She's like an extreme. For her, you know, she's making so much money. Once you get to that level,
she's like at 1.8 million right now.
Making weird decisions.
Yeah, I think she's just making weird decisions. I think that it's not that I'm saying that because she's older, she shouldn't be having all this plastic surgery. My concern for her is just like the same concern for myself. I'm in my 20s, and like for plastic surgery for me, I have to really prepare. Like, I have a blood clotting issue, and I think from surgeries you can develop that. I've had surgeries in the past, and now I have a blood clotting disorder that wasn't hereditary. So, you know, you just have to take care of your health. Like, and I don't really understand. It's just a weird flex to me. Like, she's an older woman, and now she has butt implants and this and that. And I can't plastic surgery shame her, but I still don't get what it was all for. Maybe personally she feels better that way, but I mean, like, I don't think it was necessary if you're going to keep eating these massive meals every day. Because even a tummy tuck, it's not like it's a gastric sleeve or a bypass. Like, you could just, you're going to gain the same weight you were gaining before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot going on. This might have to be part one of my.
No, this is definitely part one.
You guys, I'm just sitting.
We're going to start doing
a
little.
We talked about two people. The focus was on Prissy P.
Prissy
and
P.
B-Love.
I'm going to talk about Yummy Bites too. And I don't have any bad, you know, like, I don't have any bad feelings towards.
Except for on YouTube. Go find her YouTube comments first.
My comments are not funny. They're witty and they're hilarious. But, you know, I don't say things that I wouldn't want anybody to say to me. If somebody put this comments I put, I wouldn't even care. Like, I'd be like, thanks for coming by. Like, overall, what I thought today about Prissy P's, like, big, you know, streaming thing that she's blocking everybody, it's just like, dude, a hate view, whether it's a good view, hate view, it's a view. You're getting viewers. So, you know what state your body's in. You know, it's just like if I always wore a yellow hat, people are talking about my yellow hat. It's like, I know I have a yellow hat on, so why am I upset? If you know you're overweight, and, like, people might think this sounds bad. If you know that you're that overweight and people are concerned about your health to the point that they're saying so about it, like, then why are you mad at them for saying that? Like, you, like, she said herself that, you know, she embraced being a big girl. And that's perfectly fine. But, like, you know, if somebody was like, oh, yeah, Danielle's thick, you know, I'd be like, it's
weird.
True. I am thick.
I think about that
my
a lot.
My thighs are bigger. My butt is bigger.
I think about that a lot. With, like,
I live in Texas. Everything is
concepts,
bigger in Texas.
The concepts of body shaming or, like, shaming.
Yeah, we're not, I don't think they're body shaming her half the time.
Well, some
not,
people probably
are. I think it's a small percent. Like, I do see people on there who just say, like, you shouldn't
but
be.
My point was, though, that it's like, I don't know. If we need, okay, I get that it's bad, but at some point you're gonna have to develop a certain level of security where, I mean, people are always gonna say something, and you know, a lot of them are kids, a lot of them are.
A lot of them, she even said herself, a lot of them are like 13 years old. It's just like.
Some of them might be they're in a weird.
But I'm saying,
place.
A view is a view. So. Like, if I'm looking at this as a business, and trust me, I've had haters, you know, I've probably been a hater in my life. Not I'm just never a malicious hater. I just come up with these things, and it's not to make fun of them. It's just like saying, like, you know, like, why did she eat that like that? It's kind of weird. But, like, it's just like little silly stuff that it's a community of mukbangers and, like, people who watch them, and, like, we interact with each other. And then for her to get so mad about people saying that she's overweight, but her actual theme song is "All My Big Girls Come Break the Dance Floor" about her being fat. Like, you know, or not fat. Well, she calls herself fat. I wouldn't call her fat. But I would call her, you know, she's overweight. Like, there's being overweight and there's being overweight. You know, like, I won't, you know, I just don't get why she's mad. Because if she's coming from a business perspective, you're getting views.
Yeah, I think she's just attempting to do what every leader will try to do. Whether or not she's doing a good job, I don't know. But she's attempting to change the culture of her community, right? She wants
to. But she's not going to be able to do that because that's.
You think it's not going to work at all?
Not at all. She doesn't have enough influence to do that. And I think she doesn't.
You can't yell at trolls. If you yell at trolls, it's called feeding the troll.
They're when's the last time you've seen Beyonce actually acknowledge somebody who's saying negative shit about her? She doesn't. You don't. And I'm just using her as an example. Like, but there's tons of people who don't acknowledge people talking shit about them. Like, if you are doing mukbangs and you're eating excess food and people are making comments about it, you already know what to expect, and you should be happy because they give you a view. Like, you know, you're working off of AdSense or however your Google work, you know, your Google YouTube manager thing is. You got over 100K, so I'm sure you have a YouTube manager. So it's just like, I don't even think it's worth it to like bring it up that people are trolling you. You can't block everybody. It just,
and the thing is, even if you block them with trolls, you know, they're having so much fun.
Just come back again on another account. It doesn't matter.
Gmail accounts are free. So
exactly. And these people,
you know, they have Google Incognito, so you can just get in there.
That's what I'm saying. I think that she just calm down. Like, I mean, like, or if you're unbothered, then you're unbothered. Like, I know it sucks for people to be hating on you, but at the same time, it's just like, you took the time out to watch my whole video. Are you hating or are you supporting? Like, you're almost doing both at the same time. You think you're hating on me, but, you know, you watched my whole video. Like, yeah. You watch all the ads. Like, you're just helping my...
There has to be at least 50% of you.
Yeah, you have to have some type of haters, and people think that you don't, but, like, who do you know who doesn't have any haters? Like,
yeah. You're always going to have somebody because people are just in different places in their lives. And we've all been, you know, haters at some point, different points. But, okay, we're going to wrap it up, you guys. I think this is as deep as we're going to be able to get in on the mukbang culture. This
mukbang,
this
YouTube.
Is the last one. We're not doing a part two. I think I might
come on here myself and do a part two. I'm thinking about...
Dana has her own podcast, so...
Yeah, I'm thinking about just doing some weekly, like, this is what happened at YouTube this week, you know, because I think everybody thought I would talk about Tati and James Charles, but... No, I don't get my time today. Sorry. But I thought mukbang culture would be cool to talk about.
Tati or James Charles.
Yeah, I don't think I won't talk on Tati and James Charles because they're walking up to Bank of America cashing checks that, you know, that we're all helping them with.
I know, let's get to the part that a lot of listeners have been talking a lot about. They've been saying, Kenyo, are you going to be sharing more of your poetry on the podcast? Everyone is really trying to get at me.
Literally nobody has ever said that ever.
Well, the emails I'm getting are mostly that.
I can check out the business email. There's none.
Well, it might not be emails, Facebook, but whatever. However I'm getting the messages, I hear you guys. You want more poetry from me? I'm not going to leave you hanging too long. That's right. The Kenyo boy is coming at you with some new fresh poetry.
What he should be talking about is Kenyo did a Nigerian remix of Old Town Road.
That wasn't me, that was Nigerian XO.
It's his alter ego, Nigerian XO, which I came up with.
If it's an alter ego, that means it's me. It's not me, it's Nigerian XO.
Anyways, he's an alter ego that I kind of made up and you kind of ran with. And he made a remix, a Nigerian remix to Old Town Road. And it's actually hilarious. And he did a spicy noodle challenge. So if you're a YouTuber and you like to watch YouTube videos, go check out
Kenyo. Don't look for any of that.
K-I-N-Y-O.
But definitely my poetry's coming soon. Anyway, that was a long joke. Thank you guys for listening. I guess that was kind of the plug section, so we don't need to add any extra plugs.
Follow me on Instagram, Danny Vic, DanyVic, on all social platforms. Sorry, guys. I have a bit of a speech impediment. But, yeah, and then Kenyo, you know, Kenyo HQ.
Woohoo! Come find me at the headquarters. All right, you guys. Hashtag goals. Oh, and follow hashtag goals on Instagram.
Yes, we do have our own.
And I think we actually have a Facebook page that we're not really using that much. Also, you can go to our Anchor page, which is how we make these podcasts. You're probably hearing the Anchor ads on our podcast now. That's because Anchor makes it possible for you to, like, make money. And so we're, like, putting ads on our stuff. So you can go to the Anchor page and you can support the podcast more if you want to. But that's super duper not necessary and probably not the best use of your funds. So go
but
ahead.
If you want to do it, if God says to do it,
it's probably literally the least, like, of all the things you could do with your money, it's probably, like, the least.
But if you feel it in your soul, then please support us on there. Thank you guys for listening to this little podcast, a little rant, a little nighttime. For us here, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So thanks for this little chit-chat. Mm-hmm. About YouTube and everything. We love y'all. Thank you for the support. Any questions, hit us up on all our social media social media platforms. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be, like, addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.